With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Many Democrats are blaming President Biden for their party's loss in the presidential race.
In the days since Donald Trump's comeback victory, Democrats have been pointing fingers at Joe Biden. Some of the vice president's backers are expressing frustration with his decision to remain in the race until midsummer, despite his unpopularity and voter concerns about his age. When Biden withdrew, it left Vice President Kamala Harris with only 107 days to try and win the presidency. Former 2020 presidential candidate Andrew Yang wasn't shy in assessing blame. He said the biggest onus of this loss is on President Biden. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says President Trump will get to work on his first day in office, making changes to U.S. border policy and focusing on tax cuts and government spending.
What can we do? How can we make sure we can continue these tax cuts from 2017 and extend them and make them permanent? What sort of things can we claw back from some of the excessive spending that the Democrats have done in terms of money that's going out or hasn't gone out yet?
Barrasso is appearing on NBC's Meet the Press. Regarding the election for president, Oprah Winfrey said, quote, "We're voting for values and integrity," end quote. It appears that integrity came with a $1 million price tag. According to a report in the Washington Examiner, the Kamala Harris campaign paid Oprah Winfrey's Harpo Productions $1 million following that town hall the celebrity hosted in September. Just one example of millions the campaign spent on various entertainers during the vice president's final bid, failed bid for president. Hundreds of national parks across the country will have free entry today in celebration of Veterans Day. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is invading video games, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The latest edition of Dragon Age will allow players to create transgender characters and punish other players who misgender them. The popular fantasy role-playing game will also include special dialogue for the transgender characters, including phrases such as, quote, "I love who I am," and "feels good to see the real me." A growing number of video games now promote transgenderism, which is sparking concern amongst parents of kids who play them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An expensive campaign by abortion advocates for state Supreme Court seats yields mixed results. Candidates backed by abortion groups won seats in Montana and Michigan in the election. At the same time, Republicans expanded their majority in Ohio's court. Groups on both the right and left spent millions in the lead up to the election. Many say the spending shows how much the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling overturning Roe v. Wade has transformed state courts. This is SRN News. An attack on Israeli soccer fans in the Netherlands prompts action by the country's government. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The Netherlands has slapped a ban on street demonstrations and deployed additional police following a melee in which Israeli soccer fans were victims of anti-Semitic attacks in Amsterdam. Under the emergency laws invoked, citizens are prohibited from wearing face coverings and provided security personnel the right to stop and search. On Wednesday, Israeli fans of the Maccabi Tel Aviv team were alleged to have damaged property and burned a Palestinian flag. Following Saturday's game, pro-Palestinian fans on motor scooters chased and beat Maccabi supporters, some hospitalized. Of the 62 arrests made, most were released immediately. Officials remain concerned that the physical attack is more than a local occurrence. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.